Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. It is football season, but it's not. Wake up on a Saturday morning and you kind of are so ready for it, and then you go, wait, there's nothing to really watch except, you know, there's games, the SEC and whatnot, but it's not the same as when there's a regional schedule going on. Corey Sauter knows all about it. He joins us in the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, former Gopher great, former Hutchinson great, and head coach of Southwest Minnesota State in Marshall for some time now. And Corey, I start with that. What's it like for you on a Saturday morning when all these years, going back to your freshman year at the University of Minnesota, you get up with the idea, oh, there's a game today, and there's not. What does that feel like to you, big guy?
Well, I tell you what, this is the first one, so I'm going to be experiencing that tomorrow. It's actually homecoming week here at the university, and obviously we should have been playing tomorrow, and beautiful weather, that whole setting, and there's nothing better than, you know, falls and college football, and you know, just the juice and the energy that you have, you know, just waking up in the morning. But yeah, that's not going to be there at the same level. And in fact, we're trying to replace as much as we can and try to make it as real as possible. So like, for example, tomorrow morning is our competition Saturday, you know, try to make it as much as of a game as possible, not necessarily for football wise, but our guys will lift and run and then have a competitive, you know, relays and different events where we're actually, you know, competing in some shape or form. And I was kind of overhearing your previous segment and just talking about competing and talking about creating an experience, and that truly is what it's about, you know, at the college level. And we're trying to do that at a high level as best as we can.
What do you remember? What was the first game that you ever played at the University of Minnesota? Was it as a starter? Did you go in relief the first time? What was it?
Well, I was actually my biggest memory was actually I didn't play, but I traveled to Penn State. You know, so obviously come from Hutchinson High School. You know, smaller school. My first game, I traveled. We go to Happy Valley, and walking out of the tunnel and looking at 95,000 people at that point in time was like absolutely mind-boggling.
It doesn't matter what high school you went to, that's mind-boggling, right?
Yeah, I was just like, this is not high school anymore, you know, from that moment on. You know, so that was like, I'll never get that image out of my head. And I remember Kevin Sumlin, who was the wide receivers coach at the time, he saw me when I had that look on my face. And he just basically looked at me and grinned and kind of giggled a little bit. And he's like, yep, this is no longer Hutchinson High School anymore.
And he's now the head coach in Arizona.
Yes, yeah. That's correct. You know, and so I tell you what, it's you know, one of those things. It's an awesome opportunity for a lot of these gentlemen, and that has been taken away from most of these kids. You know, high school is getting back at it. Division I's getting back at it. But when we take a look at D2, D3, and even FCS, I mean, NDSU gets what, one game this year, and so it's like, man, there's a lot of, you know, kind of broken dreams right there, at least for this fall.
Well, you know, and I look at that, and you know, the quarterback position is always a fun one to study for all of us. And you know, the Gophers have Tanner Morgan, who seems to be a really smart quarterback. And you teach quarterbacks, you work with them every day. You were one. You played in the NFL. Can you teach a quarterback to be a smart quarterback, or are some guys just gifted decision makers?
Well, I tell you what, it's kind of funny you bring that up, because, you know, over the years I've coached guys that are really, really smart intellect guys, you know, that ultimately become really good players. And then I've also had the flip end where I've had some really intelligent guys that just aren't, don't quite have it, and sometimes overanalyze the game a little bit too much. And and then on the flip end, I've had, you know, our all-time leading passer here, a guy by the name of Blake Gimble, threw for a bunch of yards, over 10,000 yards passing in his career. He graduated 2 years ago. But anyway, I still remember him and getting him on the whiteboard, having him try to draw things, and he couldn't draw a formation to save his life. Yeah. I mean, I tell you what, I it was kind of mind-boggling going, okay, I got to get you ready to play. And, we always go back to that moment because, you know, in terms of just kind of those things, that wasn't his strong point.
Yep.
But he can certainly sling the football. He made great decisions, extremely accurate decision making. So, you know, there isn't a perfect formula. I think everyone's a little bit different, and you know, as a coach, you've got to try to pull out, you know, what those strengths are and try to minimize whatever they don't do well. Let's try to hide those as best as we can. And hopefully you don't have too many weaknesses, right? So.
But what you're saying is, you know, he didn't, not that you don't want him to know everything, but he didn't need to know the formation. He understood football kind of instinctively, huh?
Right, right. Yeah, no, he just understood the big picture. And,
yep, he knew where the ball should go, huh?
He didn't necessarily need to get into all the details and, you know, just kind of, you know, our expectation is those guys to know everything just because they, you know, that's just how we are. And but that was his style, and we were able to adapt to him and make it go. But it was just fun how every year or every quarterback is just a little bit different. Some of the throws that certain guys make, 1 year, the next guy just isn't as talented at making some of those. So you got to adjust and tailor your system around that particular individual. You know, so that's just kind of one of the fun things that you get to do as a coach.
Now, do you get to, is 250 seating capacity here in Minnesota? You could also go over to South Dakota or Iowa from where you sit in Marshall. Have you been able to go watch any high school games? How does that work with college coaches?
Yeah, so with us now, you know, typically where we're located, you know, we typically didn't get to a ton of football games in the past, just where we're located. You know, here in Marshall, hard to get to the Twin Cities, hard to get to certain spots, and we typically meet on Fridays, you know, getting ready for our games on Saturdays. So it isn't as ideal, you know, during previous years, but this year we're able to get out and see kids and watch them at games. The biggest obstacle right now that we're facing is just the limit, you know. Typically, is it like 250 people at a game or something?
Yeah.
So 125 per team, and you know, so just navigating through that is really our biggest obstacle, just dealing with the COVID restrictions.
Right, and not every college can say, hey, you know, we need to beat it, because if you do that, then the parents don't get to go. I mean, there is no right way to do it, right?
Right, right, yeah. So I think the biggest thing is, you know, just, you know, we've been able to have more time instead of game planning, instead of doing those things. We've been able to invest more time on visits. So, for example, Maxie, we've been doing official visits here on campus already, and normally we do those after the high school season. So we would do them in December, we do them in January and all that good stuff, but now we're doing them already. We've already had a couple, and then on top of that, we're also going to do some virtual visits, you know, so basically get kids from out of region, you know, because really right now we're not necessarily going to be flying guys in just at the moment with recruiting and everything else with COVID. So we're going to do some virtual meetings, and pretty interactive. It's not like, hey, push a button and have them watch a video. It's going to be, you know, our staff, it's going to be our players, it's going to be a lot of components, and really give them everything that they normally would have gotten on an official visit, with the exception of just getting, you know, a face-to-face, you know, handshake, you know. And so we're going to hit that at a high level here now. So it's almost like flip-flopping. You know, we're going to hit more of the recruiting side now and then get into our other football stuff at a later time.
Sure. And when you look for a player for Southwest Minnesota State, and you mentioned you look at films, you do the virtual, what are you looking for? Are you a lot into what's your 40 time? Or are you a lot into what?
Well, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. But, you know, to keep it brief, I mean, obviously we're going to watch their game film. I think that's going to be our biggest indicator is what are they like as a football player. And, you know, 40 times are great. You know, we all know that, but we've all been burned before by, you know, having the kid that runs a 4-4 but just can't run a route or can't catch a ball or can't get open, you know. So we're more about football players, and obviously you got to take a look at academic history, you know, because we got to find out, can they make it through college? What is their GPA like? Which way are they trending? Are they trending up? Are they trending down? And that usually gives you a pretty good indicator too. Obviously high school coaches are a big resource in terms of just the level of recommendation. I mean, if you're getting a pretty average recommendation, okay, you're probably steering clear of that kid, you know. But I guess the biggest story, and I don't know if I've told you this before, but, you know, our all-time leading receiver, in the, not only here at Southwest, but in the conference, was Nate Hewitt. And he was a kid that, you know, ran about a 4.7 and ended up with 269 catches in his career here, which is a Northern Sun record. So it's pretty darn special having a kid that was just down the road from Dawson Boyd.
Yeah.
Nobody recruited him, you know, and we offered him, you know, a small scholarship, and he earned himself along the way. But it was, you know, those are the guys that you want, you know, the guys that are really driven and really gravitate to you and your staff and your university. And the guys that invest are usually the ones that are going to end up panning out for you.
Well, now, let's say a kid is talented enough athletically, and let's say he's saying to you, you know what, I'm thinking about playing basketball instead, and that's kind of my first love, and you're looking at him going, I understand you want to play basketball, but football will be your best sport. I mean, will you take a flyer on that kid, or the fact that his heart isn't priority one football, is that a red flag?
Yeah, I would consider it a bit of a red flag. You know, if they're already beginning to talk about other sports, I think, you know, as well as anybody, Maxie, I mean, football is just a hard sport. I mean, just, there's nothing leisure about it. I mean, you're grinding, and it's just a lot of preparation to get ready for those precious games. And, you know, in your earlier segment, you're just talking about opportunities and giving these student athletes opportunities to develop and grow and have an experience, you know, really. I don't think, you know, a lot of these student athletes necessarily care who we play. It's just the fact that they get an opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
And it's really, you know, the memories are going to come from all the other stuff. You know, the 6 a.m. workouts, you mm-hmm. know, working out with your boys. I mean, that's where you develop character. Those are the things that are actually going to help you get a job down the road. Anybody can get jacked up and juiced up for a game 7 o'clock under the lights. I mean, who can't? You know, like, even if you're not playing, you're getting goosebumps. But, you know, if you have to go through an off season program where you got to get up at 5, you know, to get ready for that, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock workout, I mean, that takes something, you know, and that's just not for everybody. And there's plenty of guys that, you know, raise their hand and say, hey, I want to do this. I want to do this. You know, well, a week later, a month later, or a year later, you know, they fall out and they just can't do it. You know, so it takes special people. And so long story short, you got to have guys that absolutely love football, you know, that they can't, you know, continue on without playing, you know, because that's their true love.
The majority of the kids, let's say, that started as freshmen don't make it to seniors, is it because they found out they don't love it as much, or is it because they look at the depth chart and they go, it ain't worth the work because I'm never going to crack that lineup or get time? Which one gets most of them?
Well, I think just the level of work, the level of commitment that's asked, and I think just the lack of patience. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. There's so many really good players that, you know, if they could just see past that first year, they might be just as good as anybody that stepped on.
I know, and that's the hard one, right?
Those are always the hard ones to swallow because you can see it. I mean, you can go, my goodness, this kid is twice as good as the kid that's playing
right now. But he doesn't know that because he wasn't there when that kid was a freshman, right?
Yeah, exactly. And he just, like, just can't see the light. And that's just called experience. And when you coach, you see the whole gamut, and they just see what's in front of them, and they just can't fathom the fact that that'll ever change. And so just that patience side of things, I think the guys that stick with it, good things are going to happen. You know, I think that's in athletics, that's in life. I mean, if you want something bad enough, I think you're gonna reach it. I mean, you are. You know, if you want it bad enough, and you know, it's just just interesting. You know, we have a an accountability chart that we have with our program, and there's different levels, you know. So let's say you miss a workout or something, you got a certain number of hours for study hall that you got to make up for that. Well, anyway, as you go down the line, you know, you get to a meeting with me, and usually in the meeting with me, I'm just kind of there to remind them of the importance of their time. I mean, you can tell me how important football is, but, you know, the time that you know, if you're late for workouts, that's just telling me this isn't really that important, you know. And so they just, you know, once they start grasping that, you know, it's amazing what they accomplish, you know. And you know, I just spoke to Kevin Yoxel on Thursday,
yeah,
you know, who was a former strength coach at the University of Minnesota. And we're doing this thing called Thankful Thursday, and just really, you know, one person each week, you know, that someone that has helped you along, and I've had plenty of them, trust me. And this week I called Kevin Yoxel, and he was the one guy. I remember back when I was a freshman in college, you know, when I missed a workout, and it was my one and only workout, but we did up-downs, and it was crazy. I mean, we did over 200 yards of up-downs, and we started over, I think, a couple times. I mean, it was absolutely brutal. But that one moment, like, changed my life, you know, because from that point on, I don't know if I've ever been late for a single thing, and I set, like, five alarms, and I'm just, you know, paranoid about missing anything because I want to make sure, you know, we do the right thing. So I'm just constantly just trying to educate our guys to make whatever you do. I don't care if you play football or not, but if you're going to do this, let's make it a priority, you know, because, you know, nothing worse than if you're half in and you're kind of pulling the line. I mean, there's nothing great about that. And I don't want to be associated with average. I don't want to be associated with just being okay.
Corey, appreciate it very much. Great to visit with you, and I hope you can stay busy here over the next few weeks.
Oh, we will. We'll be getting after it, and definitely looking forward to developing these young guys each and every day.
Thanks, Corey. Have a great night.
All right. Yeah, appreciate it, Maxie. Take care.
You bet. Corey Sauter, nice enough to join us, Southwest Minnesota State in Marshall. But that's an interesting perspective.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.